Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love the plan of God. I love what he's doing. These are the days just before his abrupt return. He's going to return abruptly and remove his people from earth. But there's still plenty of work to do before he does. And I want the things of God to be right. I want the works of God to be perfectly done through us. Because that's the hope for those who are left. There will be survivors of the tribulation period, the great tribulation. Now we've been living, people have taught that there was going to be a period of grace, then a period of tribulation, such as never was on earth. And then Christ will return and touch the ground. Well, grace will end when Christ returns and touch the ground. He's going to have grace and mercy on people even during the days of the great tribulation. Even the angels are going to fly through the air and warn people not to take the mark of the beast and the nations that are under the control of the false prophet and the Antichrist. And that will be survivors from every region. But those who knew better and didn't do better, they will be, the Lord will send them strong delusion so that they'll believe a lie. Remember the lukewarm church he spit out. And for good reason, the lukewarm people are not to be trusted. They're neither cold or hot, their allegiance is to this world. 11 form, and also in graduated level form. It's 11, it starts wrong and it gets worse. And they betray God like nobody else. They can know about the things of God and do worse. So God's going to send them strong delusion because they hindered other people from seeing the light. Now they're going to be hindered from seeing the light as well. They wouldn't walk in God's word. They dimmed, they blocked the gate just like the Pharisees. And they all got blinded. The same problem's gonna happen to the lukewarm church as it did the wayward Old Testament saints and the Jews. This has happened all along. When the Lord give people over to their own way, they didn't want the truth when they had a chance to receive it. And then they come to a point where the Holy Spirit won't reveal it to them anymore. Now, we on the other hand, we're being enlightened by the Lord to do greater things. And that's our heritage. That's what we should be doing. We need to be doing what God said do. And we need to finish the course and do all this in God's heart. It's our heritage. Now, I love people and I care about people and I want people to know God. I want people to do well. Everybody. But the Lord has to have a plan in place for those who are trouble, who produce trouble. And he has a plan in place for those who follow him. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. They hear me and they follow me. And a strange voice, they won't follow. And I didn't quote it verbatim. But, you know, I got to learn to quote that scripture verbatim because there's so much in it. And that's found in John chapter 8. John chapters 8 through 10. And God loves us. And he has a strong plan in place for us. There will always be people. There are always those who will... won't follow God. It happened all along. You know, there are tares and there are wheat, but there are tares among the wheat. And they learn some things. And they're around the truth and won't perceive it. They turn away to prove that they weren't of God. But while they're in their turn away state, they're known as Christians. And they turn people away from God. You know, Some are like babies. They don't never grow up. They always complain. They get upset and sow discord. All kind of ways people say to do this thing. Some are lustful. Some are greedy. Some are even wolves, and that's even worse. You know, they're not just like a bad sheep. They're a wolf. And in sheep's clothing, how dangerous could that be for the sheep? But God has a plan in place. So things that's coming on the earth, it's going to come because it's reaping. People have sowed it, and they're going to reap it. Everything that's in Revelation, the judgments there, that's reaping. And it came from evil sowing. See, judgment reaping comes from sowing. Everywhere in the Word of God, people that face judgment, the harsh judgment, they reaped it first. They brought it on themselves. And people do it as a society, they do it as a family, they do it as individuals. But when you operate according to the kingdom of God, you start working against the evil soul. You start sowing good seeds instead of evil seeds. And you start doing right instead of wrong. And you're out of the equation because you judge yourself. And you broke through the boundaries of the world. And your works began to heal your life as you follow God. Some people learn God's word and keep doing what they're doing. They're not getting anywhere. And it confuses people. And it confuses them too, because if the Lord will work with people for a while, he'll give Jezebel a space of time to repent, how much more his own people and the warnings of God. He warned us not to do certain things. He warned us to be a certain way. He warned us to walk in love. He spelled it out every which way you can. People have died bringing us the truth of God's word. They put their own life at risk. Breaking through the world was not easy. And people have a Bible on their coffee table and won't even read it. That's like people, all kind of people went through all kind of trouble to get people the right to vote, and some people won't even go and vote. And then on top of not voting, they complain about the people that's in charge. And they have evil opinions about people and talk and stir up mess. And you can't do that and walk in fellowship with God. You got to do what's right. You got to treat people the way you want to be treated. Everything that we do counts. And we don't think about all the misery we cause with our words, with our actions. When the Lord taught me about sowing and reaping, it put another color on the paper. I saw things in a much greater way. I said, you know, you can take advantage of time by perfect sowing. And you can't do this. You can't have perfect sowing if you're not going to walk in love. When I asked the Lord to teach me to walk in love, a lot of things got corrected. I saw life in a much greater way. I wanted this. I didn't know how important walking in love was. All I wanted to do was obey God and not make a fool of myself and not dishonor Jesus Christ. I said, everybody needs to know what he can do for them, and everybody don't. And people, the world need people that will represent him right. And I don't need to be losing it just because I'm angry. So I asked him, teach me how to love people so that I don't make a mess of things. I've been known to mess stuff up. Not now. This is too important. That was my mindset. And I said, Lord, teach me how to love people after the miracle was done. He strengthened me at my weakest moment. And I'm talking, I was about to cuss and fight. So, but just before my meltdown, the Lord spoke and said, everlasting love to love a man, whether he does you good or whether he does you evil. And over time, I look back on that as I was passing by the place that I used to work at, where I almost got in that fight. Slim was older. He was about 20 years older than me. And I know how an older man can think. And I realized something. He was testing me to see if I was sincere. The Lord worked that miracle, not just for me, but for him. But it became the turning point of my life out of salvation. And the Lord taught me how to see. Love has wisdom in it. If I walked in love the way I understood it to be, and not ask the Lord to teach me how to love people, my life would be totally different right now. If I still be alive, it wouldn't be as prosperous, and I wouldn't be able to do the things of God. But after the Lord gave me revelation, knowledge of how to love people, greater doors opened up. I understood more. See, people think right now, how can I use the word to better my life right now? But the word of God will cause a healing process in your life. And over time, things will fall off your life that shouldn't be. And the more you walk in love, and the more you walk in the wisdom of God, the more you will see what the Lord is saying. And your life will heal. You'll pick up things of God. You'll be alerted to truth. Because the more truth you have and walk in, the more you're going to be able to retain. And the more word of God you retain and walk in, the better quality of life you'll have. And this is, you're walking in shades of light. Greater brightness of light. Greater and greater brightness of light. People can see your life and they can judge theirs and they can judge others. You'll be outstanding. And then they want to know why. And it's because of the work of Jesus Christ in you. The peace and fellowship that you have on the inside is visible on the outside. And some people will desire it and some people will hate it. Like my pastor said, it'll cause revival or a riot in the hearts of men. Some people will work against it. Some people will hate it. Watch this. Some people will befriend you to get your approval on others, or they'll use your name and your light to hide their darkness. Some people will act like they care about you. And they'll say, well, so-and-so said this, or you said this, to put your stamp of approval on whatever it is they're doing. It's hard to think like a corrupt person if you walk in the light. But the Holy Spirit knows what people are doing. That's why it's so important to hear what the Lord has to say and do what he say do. The Lord separated me from corrupt pastors. He gave me an order not to teach corrupt pastors or foolish pastors. And I obeyed him. And he did things in my life to separate me from my strong will. When it comes to the word of God, I will work night and day. And he knows this. And people will take advantage of it. I've seen preachers use other preachers to gain a crowd to themselves. They invite a big name preacher to come and fill up the church, take up an offering. They'll pay them to come. But see, and that's fine if God is in it. But some people do it for selfish reasons, to get on the map. Man can't take you where God can take you. And it's foolish to try worldly tactics to advance in the kingdom of God. You have to do it Jesus' way. You have to do what Jesus did and mean it. There's no substitute for sincerity. You have to do what Jesus said and mean it with perfect sincerity. Or you can't fake faith. Either you're in or out. Either you're obedient or disobedient. There's no in between. Your motives makes it covers your motives cover what the works are doing. Your motives determine whether you're on God's side or Satan's side. And only serve God with sincere motives. You can't serve God with, how do I put this? You can't serve God with deception. You can't use worldly tactics. Don't offer God strange fire like they did in the Old Testament. Don't do things that shouldn't be done. Don't sin and hide in your tent. It's not going to work. Do it God's way and be done with it. Or don't do anything. Learning God's ways is the way to do everything. Do what God does, what Jesus does. Don't do what others do. People are sowing the judgment to come. And some of the people sowing things that's to come are sitting right next to you every day. And people try to hide what they're doing. Nothing's going to be hidden. See, when the Lord do the rapture, he's going to take his people out of the earth. A lot of people that are known to love God are going to still be here. Because on the inside, they were different than what they portrayed. They're sowing judgment now and won't repent. How many people have illnesses and they can't get healed because they're still in strife with something that happened decades ago? Some people are going to be left here when God take his people home because they won't repent, they won't forgive, and they keep up mess. And they do things they shouldn't do. And they speak words they shouldn't speak because they will not repent. And God can't ignore it. Now, for us, it's God's wisdom for us to bear light, be patient, help them, teach them, forgive them when they sin. That's why he said do it. That's why he said forgive those that are desperately use you, despitefully use you. Forgive them. Don't hold it against them. Because this is their only chance to get it right. If the love of God don't do it, if walking in the love and wisdom and kindness of the Holy Spirit won't win a person, they can't be won. And it's important for people. But Jesus has to fight demons and those who are chosen to be demonic. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to bite and move in and throughout your life. The next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.